Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Nick Grininger, the founder and CEO of Talago Hard Seltzer, a socially conscious, environmentally aware vegan entrant into a crowded market which is listening to consumers and pushing this very hot category in the right direction. And Mr. Grininger, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited to catch up and share a little bit more about the business we've got going. And yeah, out here in California, we are just launching over the last couple of weeks with Young's Market. So got some insight for the listenership and excited to share all that.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing all the details and do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. So for starters and to kick things off, what actually led you to the beverage industry and then encouraged you to create Talago? Let's start there today.
Yeah, well, I actually originally come from the action sports space out of college and really cut my teeth in that, managing athletes and building lifestyle brands. And it was a great start and really brought perspective to the type of companies that I wanted to work for and create and all the above. And I did that for about 6.5 years before having an opportunity come my way with a close friend and filmmaker at that time, Josh Landon, the CEO of St. Archer. And I just kind of had this inkling that, you know, the beverage space could really elevate its game with respect to building real, true lifestyle brands within the space. So went about, you know, helping Josh in bringing on some athlete owner investors in that business and streamlining a go-to-market strategy, typically seen within lifestyle brands, within the world that I came from, and took that model into beverage. And it's been about 10 years that now. It was back in 2011 when we started that business, and had a great run, 4.5 years building that brand, working with the athlete owners that we got involved in that business to really kind of create a true lifestyle brand within the craft beer space. And from there, after our partnership with Miller Coors went down, I kind of stepped away from St. Archer and went down another path through the consulting side of things, working with a number of different brands for about a year before landing with some longtime friends and great guys at Beatbox Beverages. And I'd known the founders for about 15 years at that point, and they had watched and seen what we did with St. Archer and really kind of wanted to replicate that model. But I loved their whole play on it because they felt like Beatbox was a national brand straight out the gates and had the business at the time in a small pot of about 4 states. But over the 3 years, 3.5 years I was there, we built that business up and skyrocketed revenue. Those guys are still going strong, but took it to 22 states. So super proud of the team and what we were able to accomplish over there. And that business was really created around, you know, festivals and like that whole lifestyle. So that was a very cool change up. But I wanted to get back to my true passions around, you know, sustainability, coastal, environmental lifestyle, and get action sports athletes and artists and musicians and all these type of people around a brand that you know we could collectively feel really good about getting behind, and that's really how Talago came to be. We looked at the space and said, why is everybody doing the same thing? with respects to the formulation and the process of this, you know, this product, the hard seltzer itself, and just wanted to elevate it a bit, but still maintain that drinkability in the liquid. So yeah, we're using real fruit juices, real purees, botanicals, and a certified fair trade 100% organic agave nectar within the formulation to really kind of bring to life some amazing flavors and great drinkable, refreshing beverages. So yeah, we're excited for everybody to try it if you haven't already, and we're starting to see the market out here in California to start, but have some ambitious plans to push into the Northeast before the end of the year, and some other fun stuff for spring 2021. So yeah, keep an eye out.
Well, I'd say that's quite a journey, and not only that, but exciting things going on around your brand Talago right now as well. What would you say makes Talago different from other hard seltzers in the market?
I mean, it really starts all the way down at the creation of the alcohol and the process behind it. We're using reverse osmosis filtration through the alcohol to strip all the agents that really kind of add flavors and whatnot to the alcohol base. And then we're doubling down on a triple charcoal filter in the batching process of that alcohol, and then really using real ingredients, right? There's only a few that use real fruit juices in the seltzer category. You see it much more common in like the hard kombucha category or the canned cocktail category with a spirits-based alcohol. But, you know, we're technically considered a malt, but our process really kind of takes it to that next level and actually, you know, really makes an enjoyable beverage for the consumer. So, yeah, I think that, and then the individuals involved, our marketing really is what's going to, you know, kind of differentiate us from everybody else. You know, having the people with the networks and their communities behind them know that these guys are owners in the business and have skin in the game and money in the pot to really kind of bring this brand and company to life is something that big corporate beverage companies can't do, and it's something that, you know, we modeled at St. Archer, and you know, I brought that into the fold at Beatbox a little bit as well. And then this one here at Talago really kind of, you know, pulled all the stops and got some amazing people with great relevance and all like-minded, you know, knowing that we're taking no shortcuts here and everything is, you know, done in the highest degree. And, you know, we're looking to, you know, keep sustainability and the environment in mind through and through. So yeah, it's a great group of people, and we're excited.
Yeah, thanks for that fine report. Impressive as well. Now, as a small independent brand, how are you going to compete with, say, the likes of Corona and Seagram's, both of which also launched hard seltzers this calendar year as well?
Yeah, I mean, like we raised a fair amount of money and we're ready to compete and make some marketing spends to do some cool stuff that's very traditional. Our focus is definitely on the retailer. I think everybody else is going into it, especially the big brands. They saw White Claw Truly and where they went at the pricing strategy. We want to create a premium tier to the hard seltzer category, and I don't think it's set yet. So we're coming in at $24.99 a 12 pack, $12.99 a 6 pack, and really kind of bringing more dollars to the retailer and offering a better product to the consumer. You know, I think they just kind of rinsed and repeated those brands that you mentioned, just rinsed and repeated what the category leaders were doing, and we just flipped the whole thing on its head and went after a liquid that's very much different but very drinkable and falls in line with all those key things that a hard seltzer stands for. So that, and then, you know, the advocacy of the owners involved, you know, like other big corporate beverage companies, they can't pay these guys enough money to endorse their products. And even if they do start endorsing their products, it's like a one and done type, you know, Super Bowl commercial advertising campaign. Like, we have these guys bought in and they have, you know, a vested interest in the long-term success of this brand. And, you know, it's not just a pay for post type relationship. This is a, we're in this together family type environment. And it's exciting to kind of see how fired up they all are and excited about bringing the brand to life in their own unique ways, through their own lens, and have so much more creative control over how the brand is put in front of their audiences, because there isn't these strict corporate guidelines around it, which is what scares a lot of these guys away from taking paychecks from companies like Corona and Budweiser and all the rest. You know, it's like they force their brand identity on these athletes and musicians, and it's like, wait, like, I want to be part of something that I feel in tune with, that I can relate to, and it's, you know, and that's the group we created. You know, these guys have an active monthly reach, the collective that we have, an active monthly reach of 200 plus million. And like, if we can tap into that just a little bit, that's, you know, that's a substantial amount of money that some of these other worth of substantial amount of money that some of these other corporate beverage companies would have to pay. And they're doing it for the long-term success of the business that they own.
I like how you responded to that question as you began to say you are ready to compete. And any entrepreneur that heard that, I'm sure that they found that very inspiring, as well as myself. Today, we're joined by Mr. Nick Grininger, the founder and CEO of Tilago Hard Seltzer. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Nick, what are your goals for the brand in the next, say, 5 years, and what are some steps you are working towards hitting that vision for the next 5 years?
Yeah, of course. We want to own California, of course. I mean, we're born and bred here, each and every one of the founders and primarily a lot of the owners, and those owners reside here. But we believe this brand is going to resonate, you know, nationally on a big level. So, you know, expanding into some strategic states where chain retail that we align with kind of coincides, cross those state lines, and then really focus on creating a sustainable business that can withstand the test of time and have a run at getting to a place, you know, where we're doing the volume and the revenue that companies like Truly and White Claw and some of these other hard seltzers are doing right now. So yeah, the path is paved in front of us, and it's about kind of elevating the category and running as fast as we can towards those goals and bringing this to life in the right ways. You know, we're not going to, like I said earlier, we're not going to take any shortcuts and, you know, it's going to be a good, fun run.
Well, it certainly sounds like it already is, and really appreciate your hitting on some of the highlights looking ahead, say, 3 to 5 years out. Lastly, what advice can you share with others who want to bring or to start their own CPG brand?
Yeah, I mean, it truly starts with your own passion and belief in what you're trying to accomplish and what you're looking to do and the vision that you have. And as soon as that passion like really bubbles up and surfaces to the top, like you can pretty much overcome any adversity that comes in front of you with a great, and turn that into an opportunity, right? And then from there, you know, as long as you got that perseverance to accomplish that on every turn, you're going to get to a place where the ball is going to start rolling down the hill, you know. But if you think it's going to be easy, or you got it all figured out and you're never willing to bend or move or shake, then you're going to have a tough time. But if you stay true to, you know, the core competencies of the vision you have, but allow for some pivot and move and adjust, then you're going to find success eventually, and you're really going to be able to come to life. And I think, you know, another path that I really was passionate about for Tulago was kind of pushing the alcohol beverage industry into like D2C and e-commerce. So like aligning straight out of the gates with, you know, some of these direct to consumer, where the consumer's taking the responsibility in choosing the brand that it's purchasing, rather than going into the store and like being forced into whatever's there, was definitely something that, like, definitely a piece of the puzzle that we wanted to kind of figure out early on. And so we've really kind of devised a strategy around, you know, aligning with some of these delivery apps, and then, you know, Amazon, which should be turning on in the next week or so for us here in California statewide, and really kind of going about knocking down some of those barriers that I think, you know, even a lot of the big corporate beverage companies haven't figured out yet.
Nick, great to have met you here, and really impressive what you've been able to accomplish so far with Tulago Hard Seltzer, and we certainly wish you continued success in your endeavors there. Where can listeners get more information online, and where can they find the brand near them?
Yeah, so we are TulagoHardSeltzer.com. We've also got all the social handles, but we're Tulago Seltz, S-E-L-T-Z. And yeah, as far as like where we could get the product, it's available in California in select retailers. We're partnered with Young's Market Company out here, which is a very large wholesaler. We've got some very ambitious plans with them to close the year, which will be exciting and very fast-paced. We are currently selling to around 50 accounts in California. We just turned it on about a week and a half ago. And yeah, so that stuff should start kind of increasing quickly. And we'll have our store locator up on the site within the next few days, but needed to start getting reporting going and tracking those shipments. So we've got that up and going. So yeah, keep an eye out on TulagoHardSeltzer.com. And you can find the store locator right on the homepage. Enter your zip code, and it'll push some of our key accounts straight your way.
Nick, sounds good to me. Again, folks, it is TulagoHardSeltzer.com. Nick, love that energy, man. We can feed off that. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
I appreciate it, Eric. You have a great weekend, and have a good day.
And you too. And yeah, that weekend's coming up quickly. We've been speaking with Mr. Nick Greninger, the founder and CEO of Tulago Hard Seltzer, a socially conscious, environmentally aware vegan entrant into a crowded market which is listening to consumers and pushing this very hot category in the right direction, as you heard here today. And for more information, once again, and for store locators and all the details, visit TulagoHardSeltzer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.